The Funeral, a Yap Audio production.
There's no such thing as a nice day for a funeral, but this is something else. The rain's lashing down. Worst storm of the year so far. Couldn't have picked a worse day for it. These things can't be helped, though, I suppose. We're standing around the grave, the ground's sodden. I peer over the edge into the 6-foot-deep hole which is ready to swallow the coffin. I wonder why it isn't half full of water down there. Must be decent drainage in this cemetery. I look around at the many people standing around the grave. My mum, my dad, my 2 sisters. There's many family members, too, aunties and uncles. The older you get, the less you see certain family members. You start only seeing them all at funerals. There's always one less each time a funeral comes around. I notice a man standing about 100 yards away from us. He's standing under the oak tree near the old wall which separates the cemetery from the field. He's looking over at us. I can't help but notice that he looks quite strange. His clothes are dated. He seems out of place, even in this truly miserable scene. I turn back to the proceedings around us. There's the usual funeral scene playing out as comforting arms are wrapped around shoulders which tremble with grief. The rain batters down onto the many umbrellas being held up in vain over each cluster of gloomy black-clad figures. A fantastic advert for cremation, if you ask me. The monotone drone of the vicar or minister or whatever he is continues, though I'd be surprised if anyone was listening to him. He had some notes in his hand, but the rain soon destroyed them and were promptly discarded. He's probably freestyling it now, though I expect that's probably not the appropriate term in these circumstances. I look around me. I conclude that there are 3 categories of people. Those that are crying, those that are comforting those that are crying, and those that are desperately trying to shield the criers and comforters from the driving rain with their umbrellas. I peer over the edge into the grave once more. It hasn't filled up any more despite this weather. Remarkable. I look round at the coffin, which is laid out alongside the hole. The rain batters off its expensive-looking varnished wooden exterior. I study the detail of the coffin, counting the metallic fittings attached to it. Coffins look expensive. It's quite silly that they spend so much time and effort on something they bury to leave rotting under the surface. Expensive worm food. I notice the strange man is closer now. I didn't see him walking, but he's no longer under the tree. He's still looking straight over at us. I step behind the slightly rotund figure of one of my distant aunties, but can't help looking over at him once more. There's something not right about him. He doesn't seem fazed by the weather, either. He's right out in the open now, completely exposed, but he's making no effort to protect himself from the elements. Mind you, when I look at the saturated clothes of those around me who've been wrestling with umbrellas for the past 10 minutes, then maybe he's got a point. I look over at my uncle's black flannels clinging to his legs. "Weddings, funerals, and job interviews," he once told me, referencing his choice of trousers. We were at a funeral that day, too. 4 pallbearers have begun the task of lowering the casket into the ground. Slow and steady seems to be the order of the day. One thing that isn't steady is the ground under our feet, right enough. The grass is filthy and slippery under the many feet around the grave. As the coffin is lowered, one of the youngish-looking pallbearers slides a bit, but quickly regains his composure and continues to feed the rope steadily through his hands as the coffin begins to lower. A large black crow has made an appearance, perching on the nearest tree to us. I stare at it for a second and find my eyes returning to that strange man who is now even closer to the procession. What does he want? I still can't make out his face properly, but he's close enough now to confirm that I was very much right about his dated-looking attire. My attention is diverted from this thought by a shrill, gloating screech from the sinister-looking crow, as the pallbearer, who nearly slipped before, succumbs to the appalling conditions once more. This time he's not so lucky and lands on his back. The rope, freed from his hands, slides quickly away from him towards the open grave as the unbalanced coffin tilts and shoots forward. There's a crack as it thumps against the edge of the hole, sending a small avalanche of sodden dirt down into the depths below, and a few of the spectators shriek and wail as the lid slides off to reveal its contents to all. I stare into the coffin as my own corpse looks back at me. There's no such thing as a nice day for a funeral, but this is something else. My own funeral has been the worst one I've ever attended, that's for sure. And pulling that little stunt at the end there? Well, I always was the troublesome one in the family. The harsh reality around me dims and fades as I look to my left. The strange man is standing by my side. He places a bony, cold, white hand on my shoulder, and I look at his face. A grinning, skeletal mask of death stares back at me, and I find no hint of comfort in those vacant, dead eyes. He tilts his head slightly and begins to lead me away.
The Funeral is a Yap Audio production, written by Matthew McLean and narrated by Julie Hoverson. All music by freemusicforvideos.com. For more information, go to yapaudio.co.uk. Protected under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License.